10:15, I've just gone past the deli table, which actually I could probably spend my last £15 at. I'm standing with Phil. Hello, Phil.
Hi, Phil.
It's odd, isn't it, to meet another Phil. So, first question, why do you do what you do?
Well, I've got a green thumb, I suppose, and I really like growing veg and, delivering the things in veg boxes to people, so it's a healthy option.
You seem to have quite a lot of very healthy food out today.
Yes, summer's just a brilliant time for veg of any kind, so everything you see here is grown on the farm in Southall.
Yeah, amazing. So what brings you here to this particular market today?
Shona invited us for the event, for the local food event, so that's just a great opportunity to promote your business, really, and,
sure.
You know, and let people know that there are small growers about in Nottinghamshire.
How do you promote? Is that one of the biggest challenges, promoting yourself?
Yes, absolutely. Especially as a small business, you haven't got big budgets for advertising and things, so you very much depend on word of mouth.
Right.
And things like this, stalls. Yeah.
So, just being devil's advocate, where do you see yourself being in a year's time, taking into account the marketing and the work that you put in? And are you seeing the results getting there, or do you really want it to be a much bigger thing?
Yes, well, to be quite honest, I've been thinking about this the last 2 weeks, and I'm feeling quite optimistic of the business growing a bit over the next year. I would hope to have another. I'm delivering about 100 boxes now, and I would hope to grow to about 120. That's pretty much what I could cope with.
Right. So 100 boxes a month.
A week. Oh yeah.
Wow. So is that in the Southall area or further?
South Notts and Nottingham.
Wow. Yeah. 100 boxes a week. So you're cultivating and transporting
it
out there.
That's right. I'm pretty much doing everything.
You're a busy man.
Yeah, very busy, yeah.
So, in terms of local food developments, obviously you've shown us, invited you to this. What other food developments would help and assist you in the local area as an independent organic grower?
Well, you get the message out that there are little small growers about who do really good stuff, you know, on a local scale. And, people just suppose need to keep their eyes out for, you know, not go to the supermarket around the corner, but try out these things.
Right. So you're www.redearthorganics.co.uk.
Yep.
You're out there in Hockerwood Park. That sounds nice.
Yes. Oh, it is nice.
In Southwell. Yep. Phil, thank you very much for your time. I am going to buy something, because today what I'm doing is I'm spending £20 in my local economy.
Okay.
And I've literally bought bacon and burgers and chili sourdough, but I'm going through and I've got to barter with you on two things.
Lovely.
That you'll
okay.
do me a barter on. Yeah. Because at the end of the day, I'm going to take a picture of all of my haul of the day and then talk about it.
Well, so good luck.
Are we good with that?
Yeah, surely. Yeah. Please do. Please come around.